Welcome back to the Packcast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. It is another beautiful day, another episode of the Pack Cast. How we doing, fellas?
Doing good.
Hey man, I'm still in the game.
That's good. You'll be in the game, hopefully, for years to come, man.
I look forward to it every day.
All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead and jump right into this, you know what I mean? Apologies for the tardiness, mofos. M Dodo.
Yo.
Start us off with your week, sir. What you been up to these last week or two?
Man, I was about to say, for the most part, it was my girl's birthday.
All right.
Miss Kimberly. So we turned it up.
Oh! I like Kimberly.
So yeah, we turned it up. She supports us. She's awesome, man. So I definitely appreciate that. I think we appreciate it, of course. And did the selfie world shit. That was a blast. Dave and Buster's, Sugar Factory, Party Bus, barbecues, comedy shows. I had a blast.
Hold on, so it sounds like you've been partying the whole week?
Today is a day of rest. After this, it's shut down. It's been a party weekend. Had a fantastic time. She had a fantastic time. Yeah.
Talk to me about the selfie world.
Selfie world, yeah.
Is that what all the, like, you was looking GQ smooth on Facebook?
GQ smooth.
I give it to you.
Hey, man.
And this motherfucker, I look like I shaved off a couple years and everything.
Hey, man, the picture is, it's golden.
Hey, you know, it's like I said, boy, if I would have had a can of Coke 45 and a cigar, I would have been winning.
I think one of your posts, what you say, in a different universe, you would have been a model for a cognac.
Yeah, give me a bottle hit or some Hennessy. Go chase the rabbit. Chase the rabbit. But now, selfie world off of if you are in Indianapolis, off of 84th and Michigan Road, they had all that set up. These are like little booths, so you go in, you know, got the ring light, put your phone in there. That's all from a phone. All that. So it was fantastic. She that was her suggestion, of course. Because I don't have suggestions like that. But we had a great time.
That's what's up.
Dave and Buster's afterward and all that shit. And then the Sugar Factory, if y'all have never been. Yeah.
And Dave and Buster's is like the, I mean, everyone knows primarily, I would say, but that's like the grown-up adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I haven't been to Dave and Buster's in a while. I need to go.
Yeah, I think she kicked my ass in a couple games, too. I give her a shout-out. She'd be saying I'd be hating, so.
Okay. She seemed competitive. I mean, she jumped on Facebook talking about whooping me in spades.
Yeah, she's competitive.
So. Is she good, though?
We haven't played yet. We've been trying to get it together, though. That's coming up. I'll let the pack know.
Hey, man, yeah, I was about to say, let us know. Yeah.
Me and the queen to come through and whoop that ass.
You already know what this is. This is an old pack thing. We all went to the West. We all played spades. I don't know, man. Yeah. We'll see how everybody evolved, because I ain't going to call you the king of spades, man.
That's cool.
Ain't nobody call that motherfucker the king of spades.
I'm just letting him know it ain't even a thought in my brain.
No.
Okay, and then the Sugar Factory.
I wanna play.
Yes. Sugar Factory.
Then Sugar Factory. That next day suffered. Starship West was right when he was like, diabetic, dinner. It pretty much was.
Diabetic dinner.
I mean, the next day, bro, I was, it was like, oh. But yeah, it was well worth it, the experience part. Menu, they had some good things.
What exactly did they serve? Like, cause I was trying to go with you, but then my money got funny real quick.
Okay.
But what do they actually serve?
Oh, man, just sweet treats. I mean, alcohol, for instance, the big-ass goblet. And it mixed flavors. Like, I had a hypnotic Long Island iced tea. But when they bring you the goblet, it got gummy worms and shit in it.
Why you get hypnotic?
I don't know. I don't know.
Being a nigga.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If they would have had
hypnotic. Let me.
If I would see Hennessy on there, I would have got that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But had me an Incredible Hulk. But they mix the drinks and it starts smoking and shit. So it's smoking while you, it's smoking.
It's like, what did you call it? White, dry ice.
Dry ice. So I think they, it was.
You drink?
You drink dry the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, it's the effect part.
Okay, okay.
I mean, if it's dry ice, you drink it at the bottom, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, if it's in there, somewhere in there, I don't know what else to tell you.
I drink it all. No,
I would say that,
still here.
I would say the Sugar Factory absolutely is a good experience to at least experience once.
Once, yeah.
Again, I don't know if I would do it in Indiana. We did it when we were in Vegas. I know they got some out on the East Coast. But, I mean, going to see it is cool to say that you've been there, but it definitely is not worth the price tag.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Melting Pot?
I've heard about it.
I've heard about it. I haven't been.
I've been there. It's kind of the same thing. After I went there, I paid, like, it was like $250, and it was just me and Claire. This is a long time ago, but I went ahead and just bought a fondue pot and started doing, you know how I be fondue at the crib?
I remember you used to fondue.
Yeah. Like, I just started doing it at the crib. Buy little ingredients. You got a fondue pot and do it yourself.
Okay. Is that what the melting pot is? A bunch of melted sauces?
No.
I mean, I don't know what the melting pot is.
Nor do I.
I'm about to tell you. Okay, so what happens is you start off with cheese. They'll put cheese in a fondue pot, and they'll melt the cheese, and then you take, like, bread and dip it in there and eat that for your appetizer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll take that away, and they'll put water in there, and that's how you get your steak, your chicken, your beef, you know, all that stuff. And that's how, like, you take skewers.
Whoa, wait a minute.
They dip the meat in the water?
Yeah.
Like,
what?
I don't know, man.
Come to my house, we can have fondue.
I have to see it.
I don't know.
I can show it to you
fondue,
from the crib.
Like, fondue in my head, fondue is like the sauce. It's like chocolate, cheese.
No.
Like, you can put meat in fondue?
Bruh, man.
Well, if it's got cheese, it's like a little fountain. You just dip your meat in there.
No.
But it sounds like...
You stupid.
Giggity goo.
I'm here to tell you right now, like, bro, I got a fondue pot at the crib. We can fondue. We can do the cheese.
But what I'm asking is, can you cook the meats in the fondue?
Yes. You take and you stab them with skewers, and you just stick them in there after you get the meat, the cheese cleaned out. You stick the skewers in the water after you make your little base and whatever, because some people use chicken bouillons, beef bouillons and stuff in there. You boil the water, and after you boil the water, all you do is take your skewer and put it in there, and then you take it back out.
It's not water.
I'm about to say, BJ was making a face over there the whole time.
No, I know what you're talking about. So basically,
I mean, it's basically a broth.
I'm about to say, it's water until you put it in the cubes.
They bring you grease at your table where you stick it in there. It's basically...
Oh, it's grease.
Yeah, it's...
Okay. I don't do it with grease. That's just it. I don't do it with grease.
No, I'm saying that's the option that you have. So basically, you cook your own food.
So you just eating it raw? Just dipping it in cheese.
So basically,
at home.
So time out. Hold on.
They're very small pieces of chicken, very small pieces of beef, very small shrimp. So take a skewer. You put a lot of them on there. You put them in there, deep fry them, you pull them out and eat them.
But so you can deep fry using a fondue?
Yes.
I've never known
You can
that.
Do both. That's the only reason why I never went back, too, because of the price.
Most people don't go there to eat that. Most people go there for the cheese, and they also go there for the fondue chocolate and stuff like that. It's basically, but you can actually have a meal there. I didn't like it. I thought it was terrible.
That's the reason why I never went back.
Okay.
For the money I paid for it, I can do that at home.
Somebody else can fix food. I'm paying $200.
I'm telling
you. That's my thing. Yeah.
I had to do it in Hawaii, too.
You say in Hawaii?
We went in Hawaii, Outrigger Reef. We went to the nice restaurant, the hotel. We went...
The more and more you tell stories, the less and less I like you.
Because I ruin things?
You're doing all kind of amazing things, BJ, and I've asked you to take me with you.
So this is 99. I took my mom, though, because she can buy me alcohol while I was there.
Yeah, definitely knew each other in 99.
So
right.
Basically, you would go there like, oh, here's your food to give you, and you go make it, and I'm like... I don't know how to make this like lobster.
I was about to say, what happens if you don't know how to cook it?
There's people up there that kind of like, just do this.
Oh, the motherfuckers that should be doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they look bitter. They're like, this guy don't know how to make food.
Yeah. What the fuck is
it's
he
like
doing?
It's like dealing with a new guy at work. You're like, fuck this guy.
Okay.
So yeah, but yeah. There's a fondue setups you can get. We had a fondue fountain. But that fondue fountain just pushed the chocolate out of three layers, and then you can dip yourself in it.
Right, that's what I'm used to. That's what I'm thinking of when you guys
or
say
what
fountain,
is it the Golden Corral where the kids stick their fingers in it and then
that's nasty.
I love Golden
Corral.
No,
it adds
flavor.
To stick your fingers in it.
Them dirty fingers.
Yeah.
The kids sneezing over the thing. Mm. Oh man, it adds protein.
I had a friend that had his rehearsal.
COVID-19.
At Golden Corral. His rehearsal dinner was at Golden Corral.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so M.Dodo, is that the end of your week?
Oh, yeah, I thought I ended that a long time ago. Yeah, but yeah, that's the end of my week.
Well, you did, but you know, yeah. these are, what do you call those side conversations from your week. So, T-Hyphen-Erdl?
Oh, man. It's been one of those weeks, Q.
Okay.
It's been one of those weeks.
Give it to us.
So, little transition from the job thing. You know, I went from being hourly to flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really make a difference. As long as you got the cars, I can make the money.
Do you got the cars?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Not even a thought process of having them either. I'm like, man.
But you not having a car, it's not you. It's not the company.
Me.
It's the company, yeah. Right?
Like, if okay. you don't have something for me to work on, I can't make money.
Right.
That's flat rate, period. No way around it. So that happened. Man, that stressed me out a little bit. But, man, I put my power washer together, and I power washed my house, and I washed my car with a power washer. First time I ever did that.
They work amazingly.
Bruh, if you went to my house right now, there are lines where I was just testing it out on the cement on my garage, on my driveway.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, you could see a hole. Like, I could have wrote a note in that mug and an SOS. Somebody would have saved us if something would have happened.
So what you're saying is your driveway is dirty as fuck.
Every driveway is dirty as fuck.
So yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I can see how people think T has money. Listen to this. This is like suburban. You know, hey, I was power washing my car. And, you know, so I was like, man, this shit, it sounded like it's some Leave It to Beaver shit.
But here's the deal. T, kind of, so if you actually, I mean, if you think about it, I'm glad you said that, Mondo, because I know you're talking about like a couple weeks
shows ago. Yeah, your family members like, yeah, saying, they was like, hey, man, is like he rich? Got money.
Yeah.
I was sitting like, damn, he's power washing his car out in the garage or whatever.
It's really a matter of perspective, right?
Yeah.
Like, so how much money are we talking about? Because you got the lower class, you got the middle class, you got the upper class, and you got the rich folk.
Yeah, yeah.
So T actually has more money than the lower class.
Oh, absolutely.
So. Yeah. He kind of does have money, technically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, this motherfucker be balling. Hey, you listen to him, he be balling.
But the thing is, it ain't me bragging or nothing about. It's just me working hard and doing my due diligence, listening to Money Q. You know what I mean? Saving my money and doing and spending it in right ways. You know what I mean? So I did that, and that's the first time I ever did that at home. Like, I've done it at. Of course, I'm a mechanic, so I've done it at work.
Mm-hmm.
I power wash cars at work all the time, but I never had one in my home.
Kudos, man. Kudos.
So I did that.
Moving and then, on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. On up. What else you do, man? Power washing, what else?
Power washed. Me and the son, we cleaned the inside of my car. Me and the wife took care of the yard. Like, all these things are good for me, you know what I mean? Just spending time and having those memories. So,
But so then, you and Bug like detailed the car? Like,
yeah, it's totally clean.
Ooh, nice.
Starship West, he rode with me. He knows it's clean.
Yeah?
It's clean. Okay.
What it smell like?
Starship West said it smelled good.
Nah.
I heard that on the street.
But your nose is bigger, so I know you smell better.
What's one of the best smells?
You like it?
It's good.
Okay.
I don't know. What's like one of the best smells y'all can think of like in a car? Like, if you had a, you know, one of the little trees, what would be, like, one of the best smells?
I wouldn't use the tree.
Spring rain.
Motherfucker, you know my point is.
Spring rain.
Damn it, spring
rain. I would use the little.
You get the little Febreze thing to you. Febreze thing. What I mean.
That's what I would get.
But what I don't want to say flavor.
Passion fruit.
And this nigga went with a flavor.
I thought that's what he was asking.
I was about to say, I don't want to go with a flavor. I want to go with a scent. Terrell said passion fruit. is that a scent as well?
Yeah.
I believe so. It's a drink.
I got a 5-pack in my car right now.
Okay.
I just did it yesterday.
What does it smell like? Passion fruit.
Oh, man. It's kind of like cherry, strawberry mixed together.
Smells like butt sex.
Mm, that's hot.
Ooh. Can I get a couple?
Yeah.
Some butt sex.
They ain't all the same.
Hey, y'all see? Did y'all see what I rolled up in today?
Yeah, you rolled up in one of the hoopties, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I'm back, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
2004 Corolla. Ow, 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 ow. Yeah.
Very impressed.
So, anyways, last night I had a show.
Comedy Sports, yeah.
Yeah,
turn
buddy.
Turn up.
And y'all were there, and I think that... That went really, really well. It was a good show. Did the best I could to interact with the crowd, and I missed it. I missed it so bad. So, like, it's a battery boost, if you will, for me to get back on that stage and live.
Yeah, I mean, you did well, man. It was fantastic. It was. It was good at first. You know, Pac support. Pac came out. So we had Starship West. We had Money Q. Myself, my girl Kimberly, Ava and Dean were there. And you did your team.
Your peeps that I met at SummerSlam.
Lynn and Chuck.
Yep. They were there. Yeah. I mean, it was a good time.
It was.
The chick that was sitting a couple seats for me, her and her husband, they was turned up. She drank a couple margaritas or vodka Sprites. So they was kind of turned up. The crowd was nice, man. Yeah. It was good. It was good yesterday.
Yeah, it was definitely a full house. So, it was nostalgic for me. It had been a while since I got to catch a show, so it was really good. Yeah.
I told Starship West on the way here, I was like, it's very nostalgic. Then I told him those exact words.
Get out of my head!
But what's nostalgic? What was nostalgic?
How y'all were there when I first started with the whole eggs and stuff. Like, remember I called you and I talked to you about that.
Yes, nigga. And I was going to actually, contemplated putting that on for my Petty McGee section.
Damn.
I said, why is this nigga calling me before his show?
How's that petty?
No. It wasn't petty on your part. It was petty on my part because I'm sitting here thinking, well, Q, don't be Q and give this nigga bad juju vibes. But I'm sitting here thinking, like, why the fuck did this nigga call me before his show? Because I'm me.
Nostalgia.
I'm with you. I hear you now.
You with me?
I'm with you.
But are we there now?
I was going to get, I said, I can't believe this man called me before his show. What was he thinking? But it was a good show. No harm, no foul. Turned out good.
Oh, you just going to complain and be petty because I love you?
Yes.
Yes. You better say yes, motherfucker, because we're about to get into it for real.
Yes, nigga. What so, else yeah. you do?
Oh, man, shit. Today, we cut the grass. I'm helping Dean with his violin lessons because he just started violin last week, and now he got his actual instrument. So he's plucking right now, so where he has to pluck the strings. Mm-hmm. And so I'm showing him how to play and stuff like that. We did that for a while.
Do you play the violin?
Hell no.
No. I do not play the violin anymore.
I can
anymore.
Answer that for you.
No. Okay. Hey, Mondo, let me ask you a question.
You play the clarinet.
Mondo.
Wait a minute.
Trombone, you're a winds guy.
Excuse me.
No, I played the trombone.
That's
until
what
I got. I played the trombone only because Northwest got rid of the orchestra in 10th grade.
I played the trombone.
I played the violin.
Don't try to put it on the
seven
West.
Years. I'm not putting nothing on the West.
Oh, so wait a minute.
They took the orchestra away.
Do you play the violin?
Yes, I don't play.
I want a Super Booker T performance.
I do not own a violin. I can tell you this. If you came to my son's house, I can play a violin.
This nigga plucker.
Your son's house?
Come to my son's house, nigga. You know that nigga to my bodyguard. Don't do that.
It's his career.
That's his career.
Terrell does not play the violin.
I played the violin for 7 years.
He plucks.
Bling, 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 bling,
even if you call my wife.
You know you don't play a violin like a guitar, right, T?
This is not Guitar Hero.
This is not the beginning.
Rock Band.
Hear the awkward silence, y'all can shut the fuck up.
It wasn't awkward
at all, nigga.
For 7 years, I know the violin. I know how to play it. And I played the trombone after that. I even played it class reunions.
I remember trombone, I know.
But motherfucker, they took the orchestra away from Northwest High School after freshman year. I was playing the violin freshman year at Northwest High School.
Mr. White, like
cheeseburgers. Then I had to move over. I had to move over to band.
From strings to...
To band.
From horns. The strings to band.
Yeah. From the orchestra to the band.
Are they using a bow?
They plucking.
No, he has a bow. That's he not, has his resin.
Actually, plucking is not... Plucking is using your right index finger.
That's what he did. He said he's plucking.
They're plucking, but I just asked if he used the bow.
They're not using the bow yet. That's what I'm saying. I'm showing him with the bow how to play some songs.
It's plucking,
thank you.
Plucking or pizzicato. That's what it's called. All right, Super Booker T. Hey, man, Beethoven.
I don't care what it's called. T ain't doing that shit.
Well, I did it today, so that's it. I don't really care whether you believe it or not.
Ah, shit.
I believe it.
Actually, I don't.
How do you think I got into the trombone? You think I just
strings versus? Man,
I know, did I'm them both.
Mondo, it's a natural progression from the strings to the trombone. It's how do you think he got from the strings to the trombone?
Come on, Northwest got rid of the orchestra. Right. I am not bullshitting y'all. Like,
I believe you on that, but I'm just, you know what?
I was in the music wing, the art ring, the entire time I was in Northwest High School.
I was in it for 3 of the 4 years.
Okay, well, I was there 4 out of the 4 years.
What does that
Ooh.
Mean?
It means that you don't remember?
Well, technically, we both were there 100% because I was only in high school for 3 years.
Yeah, because you
So what are you talking about?
Well, here? I can tell you this.
Your 4 years don't trump my 3 years. Get
to Northwest High School.
Q was shooting people.
Nigga, we ain't talking about. We talking about plucking. We talking about plucking right now.
Well, I helped him with his plucking. All right. If that's where y'all want to lead at.
What, anything else this week?
I want a performance.
I got a roast. It's on the stove right now. Can't wait to get home to eat it. Right. That's about it.
Sounds delicious.
For a moment there, I thought you were saying that you had set up a roast, like a comedy roast.
No, I have not yet.
It's happening right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like we talked about a roast.
Was we turning it up? I think we was turning it up on that last part.
Nah, it was cool.
It was fun.
It was all right. All right, so is that the wrap up for your week?
I watched the Colts game this morning because we was at Comedy Sports last night. So I liked how the game ended. I mean, I haven't seen us win a preseason game in a long time.
We won.
And I forget, Sam
Ellinger.
He ran like a 50 yard. He ran like a 50 yard touchdown. I was like, oh, okay, save him.
He's trying to get that second spot from Nick Foles. He's been playing pretty well this preseason.
Hey, man, the game was so good. I watched it this morning from like 5 to like 8. I was like, oh, this is such a good game.
So we won.
Yes.
Sweet.
It was, what was it, Mondo? 37-20 or something like that.
I don't remember the score. I didn't get to I caught some highlights, but yeah, we won like by 20 or something.
We won by a decent amount.
Mondo got a boo thing now. This nigga don't do nothing he used to do.
I know she knows. No, well, first she knows when football comes on. We about to get this out the way on camera. When the coach come on, she knows. Sorry, you blanked out, damn near. It is what it is. Baby, you know I love you. But she knows. She was like, oh, she even said, I think she said it yesterday, oh, when the Colts game come on, I guess I don't exist. No, it's not that, baby. But I love my Colts.
Will she be dressing you for these Colts games? Hell, or will you be dressing yourself?
No, yeah, she's from New York, so I had to dress myself on the Colts.
Oh, I didn't know she laid out your clothes every morning.
I wish. Because she'd be dressing me up.
Mm. Say like a Ken doll.
The black Ken doll. All right, as BJ said, a defective black Ken doll. Ass up.
All right, my week. We'll get into my week. Did a few things with the boys. We went to the fair last week.
Nice.
We end up going there. I think Renee hooked us up with some tickets. The boys, these motherfuckers been partying all the time. They've been like you, Mondo, the last week. My boys have.
Rock stars.
Yeah, right? They went to the Sugar Factory as well. Their friend, their 4-year-old friend, had a party at the Sugar Factory. Mm. They had to drop $400-$600 for kids.
Like you said, it's a one-time thing.
Yeah. But then that was on Thursday, and then Saturday she had her actual party. Mm. Yeah, she living it up. She's like a princess. You know what I mean? Ella, I believe her name is. It's whose birthday it was. What else did we do? Me and the wife, we always try to do a movie night on Friday.
Nice.
With the boys. So we watched Fireheart. I don't know if you guys heard of that. It's a firefighter show, animation. And basically what it is they kind of saying that females can't be New York firefighters. And then it kind of, that's kind of the ups and downs of the show. So it was a pretty good show, though. Then we watched The Samaritan.
I'm confused about this.
How was it?
Yeah.
What's up? Yes.
So it's an animated series.
It's an animated movie.
Oh, so it's one movie.
Yep.
You said shows. Okay. I was about to say, how does this go forward?
No, it's a movie. Yep. We watched it on movie night, and then I think that that's just about it. I'm supposed to be starting my job tomorrow at the VA, the Veterans Affairs.
Congratulations.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Actually, Murder asked me about that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yep. And I was like, I don't know. He ain't told me nothing yet.
Yeah. DJ Murder hooked me up. You know, he was on the show near the beginning when we first started. Terrell's neighbor, cool guy. But yeah, he hooked me up. He gave me a reference. And so they've pretty much fast tracked my way right on into the VA. So that's what I got for the week.
He was in my house when Wes showed up.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
Like, he asked me about it. I was like, I don't know. I was going to ask you. So good job. Excellent. Mm.
Any birthdays this week?
Well,
of course, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly Lewis, Vincent. Yeah, happy birthday, love.
Lucci.
Lucci.
Lucci, baby.
I feel like we said Colin last week, and it was really Lucci.
You said Colin last week.
I totally fucked that up. My bad.
Steph's was the 14th. Lucci's was Monday.
Yeah.
Nice.
But remember before the show, Mondo, I was like, hey, Mondo, make sure you shout her out. And he was like, of course, we talking about it now. And he forgot.
Did I forget about that shit?
I know all white kids look alike. I get it.
Yeah. And they supposed to be
a hell of a drug.
They supposed to be your nephew's Mondo.
Well, I look like putting my feet on BJ's couch. That
yeah, put my feet on his couch.
If you knew what I did on that couch, you wouldn't care.
Oh.
Giggity goo.
Okay. Yeah. So
my wife's birthday is this Tuesday.
Holla.
And I'm still going to shout her out again on next Sunday.
Yep,
we know. But hey, for real, I want to give a shout out to my wife early, and I want to let her know I love her and I care about her. I'm gonna be there for her as always.
I didn't know y'all birthdays were that close together.
Yeah, they're 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, it's Virgo season, baby.
It's and it's kind of weird because her birthday and my birthday always fall on the same day, 2 weeks apart. So my birthday was August 16th on a Tuesday. Her birthday is August 30th. On a Tuesday.
Every single year that's going to happen.
I know.
Yeah. Well, what about leap year?
It doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters. It
does
just
not.
It just moves a day forward.
No.
I don't know.
No. No. From the 13th the 14th.
No, my birthday's the 16th.
Oh, the 16th to the 30th, it will always be the same day. Always.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Leap year. 14 days.
That ain't going to make a damn difference.
That was a hot question.
Yeah, so, hey, right? Yeah,
all you did was add it a day.
I know. Smoke break. No.
any other birthdays?
There's been a lot of them. Steve from last night at the comedy club. Shout out, bro.
Right. Steve.
Hey, Steve. Steve was an unofficial part of the show last night. So shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve, man. I stood out there with them for about 20 minutes after the show and talked to him and his family and stuff. Mondo had an interaction with them, too.
Yeah, Steve was in front of the car. I was like, Steve, move. Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Steve. I don't know his last name, but he know who he is.
Let's break it down for him then, y'all.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Woo, 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 yeah.
I said, ooh, yeah.
Scooby-dee, beebity, 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 boo, ooh, yeah.
You scat, what was it, scat back this time?
I tried to scat it sound more like a spat. I was trying to
gibberish he saw last night.
Oh shit.
Alright, that was a good one. That was a good hey. I liked it. Hey, he was good. What's his name? Your captain?
Daryl,
he was good.
Yeah.
He was good. I don't know how the hell he got that shit. Hey,
it's all in the presentation.
Hey, Wes looked over at me. He said he got Alexander Hamilton. I'm like, nigga, I have no idea how he guessed that name.
Yeah, that was
crazy. Hey, I'm here to tell you, that's one of our best games in comedy sports. People are always amazed by five things.
It was a good one.
And you know what? Here's the irony. The irony in that is that's the same game where I messed up with the eggs and the birthday cake.
I know.
Yeah, that's the same game.
I know.
So.
Oh, I recognize it every time I see it. Yeah, every time. All right, let's get into some current events, local news, guys.
Coach won.
Sweet. Preseason.
Preseason's over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last games of preseason. Then they got a week off. Regular season starts, September the 7th or the 9th? I want to say the 9th, usually around that time. It goes down. So, yeah. About to say you got that. And then hopefully some shit that we wrote down, because I don't remember any other current events.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I wrote the fair's over.
Oh, yep. Fair's up. Did any of you guys go to the fair?
I didn't get to go to the fair this year.
Nope, me neither. And I usually go every year because of my birthday, but I didn't make it there this year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, like I said, I went. It was pretty cool. Jeremiah, so one of my freaking sons. I got twin boy, 7 years old, Jeremiah Josiah. So we get there. It was like, hey, we going to the fair. They was geeked. All right, let's go to the fair. Cool. So we go to the fair, and Jeremiah is very emotional. He's a very, his like me. You don't want to answer, my text?
Look, I didn't want to. I was sitting there like, I ain't going to say nothing. I was trying to let it pass you. I was like, man. I was like, damn, Jeremiah.
So he got it from me. But he's very emotional. But he's very scary as well. That ain't good for me. So we there at the thing, we like, we don't get on rides. What ride you want to get on? He's like, he don't want to do none. He's scared of every fucking thing. But, you know, Josiah, they twins. So they ride with one another. You know what I mean? So Josiah's like, you ain't going to get on a ride with me. Kind of guilt tripping and whatnot. But he ended up getting on the ride, man. And it was a great time. Like they had a blast. They got on the roller coaster twice.
Nice.
They got on a few rides. But yeah, he always starts off. It always is a energy expending thing when I have to take Jeremiah out.
Sounds like he's got to be pushed just a little bit more.
Always. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. He'd rather stay in and play video games and eat.
Ah.
Yep. Yep. I hope he don't get fat. He's the bigger one out of the two.
Yeah.
Dean kind of acted like that for a while when I did the power washer stuff. Mm-hmm. I had Dean clean my car, the inside of my car, that's how I got clean. Well, he did a terrible job. I told him I was going to pay him if he did it, but he got an attitude because I was trying to show him how to use the power washer, the stuff I wanted him to use to clean the stuff in the car. And he was going to take the money and buy Janelle a birthday gift with it. So he was asking me if he could do a chore so that way he could buy her a birthday gift himself by earning the money. But he got an attitude. He got another attitude. I'm like, and you didn't clean my shit well? Now, here's petty.
We ain't talking about petty. No,
we talking about T's week.
Yeah, we is not talking about petty. We talking about the fair and rides right now. That's don't be switching no, over
saying,
to petty.
No, I'm saying you have to push them.
Right.
That's where I got. That's what clicked in my brain.
Pushing him to clean the inside of your car is the same as pushing him to get on a ride.
No, I'm saying that's a different. That's a different like scenario. But I'm saying. It's like, if you want to make your money, you got to get out here and make this money.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Said the same thing. You got to make them clean the inside of your car out.
I could have gave him any chore.
Yeah, you could have.
I get it. I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Like, what the hell are we talking about?
Exact. Good question, T.
We're pushing the kids to do things.
Negative. Oh, is that what we're talking about?
I think that's the motive. He's pushing Dean like to you, be like, better at cleaning inside of cars.
And you pushing your son to take more challenges.
Okay. Well,
yeah, roller coaster.
But we were talking about the fair.
We was.
It was about the roller coaster.
Your cleaning a car had nothing to do with
the fair. Well, he wanted your son to clean the roller coaster.
Now that I'm with. Or, you know, or like you said, they had those, they had some nice cars at the fair. You know, like if we would have kind of related it to, like, you know.
Connected.
Okay, all right. I thought of something I shouldn't have spoke.
Yeah, well, hey.
What the fuck are you saying?
When you said petty, that's where it fucked up.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about petty.
You pulling out just one word out of the whole thing, out of the whole little thing I had in my head. That's okay.
That's what I get to do. Moving along. There. All right, what else
that's
do we have?
That's what the fuck you going
to
do.
What else do we have for current and local events?
Shit, off the top of my head, I ain't got shit.
96.3 moved.
Ah, show you right. The crazy part is 100.9 now?
Yep, 100.9.
But when you turn it there, it's the same commercial.
So they started, I believe, early, like mid-August, they started simulcasting on 96.3 and 100.9.
Yeah.
They were doing it both. The other day, I say probably about 4 or 5 days ago, I turned it to 96.3, and they just have this loop on there right now saying, hey, if you want hip hop, you got to go to 100.9.
What I'm saying is, what made it crazy is I was turning it to 100.9, and it's the same commercial. I was like, where's the music?
The music should have been playing.
It was no music playing. Oh, it was the same commercial. I was sitting there like,
you guys listen to the radio?
I have a beat up car.
I currently drive a 2004 Toyota Corolla.
We from the streets, homie.
I'm busy listening to Packcast on all platforms. What do you guys
Boom, boom, boom. Bang,
like
bang,
that.
Bang.
I like that. I had to listen to it on my phone, and my phone don't Bluetooth to my car. That don't happen, brother.
You
got an aux cord in there.
Nope.
Me either.
And my phone is like an 92.
My phone doesn't take an aux cord either.
How old is your car?
My shit is like an 06.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bang. Wait, my 06 had an aux cord.
My phone doesn't. My phone doesn't have the...
Yeah, his phone don't have an aux cord.
Well, you can also buy this adapter you plug in your cigarette lighter.
I ain't doing all that bullshit.
Wow.
And then plus my cigarette lighter don't work. I mean, hey, man, just keeping it real.
Hoop ride.
Move on with your week.
Hey, it's all good. Snapchat sued for $35 million.
Yeah, in Illinois. Illinois has an act. I think this happened, in 2015, 16. They got sued for, $30.5 million?
For using people's likeness or something like that?
Off of the facial scans that they do. And apparently they didn't know that Illinois actually has a law that says you can't do that. And so the state of Illinois took them to court and won. So if you're a resident of Illinois, hey, get your $20.
I ain't a resident, but I drove through there and used Snapchat one day.
I wish that worked, but I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
We should look into see who's all part of the class action suit. Because you never know, man. Like I was telling you guys before, hey, sometimes I just get letters saying, hey, man, they got a bad airbag. We're going to give you $50. And I just get $50.
Like, okay.
Yep. Yep.
Give away that money.
You guys hear about the artificial intelligence rapper? The robot rapper?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't heard about no robot rapper, man.
AI rapper.
Yeah.
The funny part is after we did the Zoom call and talked about it, like Capitol Records signed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went on to cut the contract. They didn't. Yeah, once the backlash started happening.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, they was like, nope. Well, contract. Nope. You have no contract now.
Because it was compiling what it thought to be popular good songs, right? And rap. So you know that's black people. That's culture. So they like it's rapping about brutality. It's saying the N word. It's an AI. Like nah, we not. Who the fuck is this guy? We not cool with that. So
I think what made it worse, and this is the way of the world. Of course, it was a white guy who created this.
Oh, well, yep.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And then on Twitter, there's a spoof that says new AI artist sign was shot and killed.
Stuff like that. So,
But,
you know, the whole goal was for the AI to kind of represent the culture. Well,
I mean, if it's mimicking what we're listening to right now,
it's kind of on point.
Yeah. Get back because it's AI. This is what we rap about.
So, yeah. I mean, but that's kind of like, I guess, people getting mad about white people if they hear white people talking about the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't say, nigga, you're not from the hood. Why you don't get the, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even Tom Hanks's son was a rapper. He might still be, but he actually had a little controversy about 8 or 9 years ago.
The actor?
Well, his son.
No, I'm saying his son was an actor. He rapped.
I don't know if he had another son that rapped, but Tom Hanks had a son.
It was Chet Hanks, the one you're thinking of. That was in.
Okay.
Not, they had I not think
yeah, it was, he might have had another son. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You hear his rap? You hear any of his rap?
I heard it, and let me tell you right now, I'd like.
He does a Jamaican accent very well.
Yeah, he does.
And so his rap is almost like
Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah. He's got like a Rastafarian thing, and it's actually, you hear him, you'd be like, damn. Like, if you didn't like see who it was, you'd be like,
that's what's up.
Yeah, it would throw you off.
I want to hear it.
It's kind of like listening to the song, Fame. Everybody think that song is done by a black dude. No, it is not.
Like, I wouldn't think Tom Hanks' son. We have some Jamaican Rastafarian skill set. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah, skill set. All right.
Scott Conn, whose dad was James Conn, who just passed away. He was a rapper too when he was younger.
Who?
Scott Conn.
James Conn, Sonny from The Godfather.
And James Conn.
His boy, that's what he said.
Was in Varsity Blues as the tweeter, the quarterback, if you remember that movie.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, a lot of movies.
He was in a rap group.
Italian Job? Was he in Italian Job, too?
I don't know.
Academics. Yeah. Alchemist, I'm sorry. Alchemist. He's a famous producer now for like Eminem and Action Bronson, people like that. But they had a rap group when they were teenagers.
Ah, nice.
Okay. Loan forgiveness. Y'all heard about Biden's push for forgiving student loans?
It's only $10,000 per?
It's only $10,000 unless you have a Pell Grant. If you got a Pell Grant, then it's 20.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, but you have to make less than $175,000.
You get either.
I think a lot of people probably be happy about that.
Oh, yeah. What I didn't realize when I was reading it is that since Biden's been in office, no one has had to pay a dollar in student loans since Biden's been in office. Like, that's been his thing. I mean, that was one of the things he ran on, you know, student loan forgiveness and reducing debt. But I didn't realize that since he's been in office, no one has been required to pay $1 in student loan.
I mean, but after you get out of office,
he's about to erase $20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, he's erased a lot of money, and look how much shit costs now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but think about, you know, the folks that went there for, 8 to 12 years. What is 10 G's?
I mean, but everybody didn't rack up a lot of debt like that. Oh, this 10 and 20 G's will erase a lot of people's student loan debt.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so.
Not mine's, but shit.
It's going to help.
I was saying, it's got to help, right?
I understand.
Okay. Yeah, it'll put me in a very nice position. I think if they... Now, the 20 G's, it has to be money that the government gave you. Like, it can't be some private loan that they're paying off. Like, it's got to be the money that the government gave you. But, yeah, so they take my 20 G's away. I think I only owe about $2,000 left.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he also extended the actual payment date till the first of the year, too.
Yeah. He extended the ability to not have to pay to the end of this year. Yep. All right. Anything else? Last thing before we get into this Dwayne Wade discussion.
Oh, shit. No, I ain't got nothing else. Let's get into that, Mondo.
Oh yeah, I'm good. Let's
yeah. Go. So Dwayne Wade, right? Big controversy I was hearing out there. He has agreed and allowed to change his son's sexual identification. I believe it is officially legally now female, or she, or, but I think the son's only like 15 years old or something like that. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I'm about to say about 15 or 16, but I don't know. You know, that's one of those things like, what does a piece of paper really tell you who you are? You know, what I mean, when you put that down, it's okay.
The paper doesn't tell you who you are, but it tells others how you identify yourself.
Yeah, but we already know like how he identifies himself. Like, what to me, I guess, was that a feel good for the boy, you know, or a young lady now? You know, to me, that made no difference. We know how you identify yourself.
Oh, you're saying getting it legally changed?
Yeah, it made no difference. Yeah, if you identify yourself like that, to me, like legally, I mean, I guess that's for you. But I mean, think about it. D Wade's, you know, family is in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We already know how this young lady now identifies herself. You know, it's nothing new. It's like, oh, so now you got a piece of paper. Whoop-de-doo.
What about the people who have the stance that, well, this is a child. Like, they don't even, like, a normal child. No, I don't want to say normal. But a child, someone who identifies heterosexually or whatever, they don't even know who they are at the age of 14, 15.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what?
Okay. Because you're getting into the realm of where I was getting ready to say, and I'm gonna answer your question. I think that, well, I know for sure that the brain capacity of a person is not fully developed until the age of 25. That's what I know for sure. So
how with that do you, how do you know that for sure?
Because I went to school for psychology, and it's actually the truth.
According to whom?
According to what I learned when I went to school for psychology for 3.5 years.
Okay.
And that was back then. That was in 98.
Okay, continue.
Dr. Phil said it once. If that's what you want
so
me to say.
So are you going off of Dr. Phil or what no. you learned in school?
No, I'm just saying. If you need some, like Dr. Phil said
I just want to know because you said that with conviction.
Because that's why I learned it at.
All right, so a question. Like you said, even being fully developed, you know, like I said,
you don't have the ability to make decisions in my house as a parent and at all. Like your decision process is being able to do what you're supposed to do with your job going to school. And it's more of the parents than the kids being able to make these decisions.
So hold up. Like you said, say for instance, your kid is making A+ grades. They're on the honor roll. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Their sexuality is, you going to determine their sexuality in your house?
No. I said no. My daughter asked me what would happen if she was bisexual. And you know what I tell her? When she get out of my house, she could buy her sexuality. That's not what I teach. That's not what I learned. And that's not what I believe in. As far as me being a parent to a child, my child. Now, if you get out and you do that, bring her over for Thanksgiving dinner. We good.
So what about while she's in your house?
Yeah, she's not in my house right now. But I don't have to worry about it.
We're not going to do that. We're going to act like she is in your house right now.
Okay, so, If she is in my house and this is the decision she chose, she is 15 years old. She's about to be 16 years old. That's not a problem for me because you're old enough to decide. We weren't talking about if she was with a girl. Y'all were talking about if a boy turned into a girl. Do you see the difference there?
No. I mean, we're still in line with that. But what I'm saying is, okay, if she decided that she wants to be recognized as a boy, hey, you know.
I'm not paying for that surgery. Do she got a job?
Well, we're not talking about
that. No, yes, we are.
We're not talking about paying for the surgery.
We are.
Either.
No, if you're going to get them hormone pills, get the surgery and stuff, you got to pay for
it.
What they doing, getting a paper route?
But we're not asking if you will support and help them change their sex or anything.
Yeah.
We're simply asking, do you agree with a 15-year-old being able to say?
Hell no.
Okay, what we're asking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll drink to that.
What about yourself, Money? I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I have a lot of, you know how my mind goes. I got a lot of different thought processes on it. I agree with T. Like, I mean, you're still growing. You're still learning. I mean, even like Starship West said a couple weeks ago on the show, like even at age 30, 40, you're still growing. You're still evolving. You're still changing who you are. So at the age of 15, I don't think you've been around long enough to honestly say I'm a girl instead of a boy, or I'm a boy instead of a girl. Now, you might have urges, you might have desires and things that you prefer, but I don't know if I could say that at the age of 15, you're mature enough to make that decision. And with that said, so now it goes back to the parents. All right, now, are you going to allow your child to do this or not allow it? That's one question. The second question is, are you going, like, what level of support are you going to give them?
That's the real question right there. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, if they do want to do it, what level of support as a parent will you give this 15-year-old? And then the question is there an age where it don't, like, okay, what if they were 17? Are you okay with that?
Exactly.
What if they were 18? Are you okay with that?
Here's my deal. And you know Callie Mae, and you know Callie Mae, and you know Callie Mae. Here's my deal. I never, ever, ever thought that I would say these words to my kids. You do what you want to when you get out of my house. And you know, I ain't been there since I was 17, 18 years old. I couldn't do what I wanted to in my mama's house. I had to listen to the rules. I don't care if they were right or if they were wrong. And y'all know all the backstory, so I ain't going through that. But I can tell you this much. I had to go through what I had to go through because it was her house. And that's one of the things that's instilled in me. So that's the reason I'm like, no, I'll support you on this. But I'm not going to go and pay for you to have surgery. I'm not going to go and pay for you to have hormone pills. There's a line for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't think nothing wrong with that.
When you get out of my house, do whatever you want. Get a job and go handle that. Hopefully I taught you right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other thought process? BJ, what you think about it?
No, I'll just leave this alone.
You leave this one alone? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's not enough time. I have three parents that have transgender kids that are under 15.
You have three parents?
Yeah, three parents I know where their kids are transgender under 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So okay. It's kind of like it's apples and oranges or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, that's where I'm not gonna like defend it what someone's doing, but like in some of it, like at 15 years old, you know if you're attracted to a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know that at a very young age.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I agree with that, but possibly.
90% of the time, they say most 90. I think it's 90 or whatever. Most of the time, you do, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's experimentation and things like that. Like, I knew that I liked steak right away, right? And then my son didn't like steak right away. He knew it. It was something that was in it. It's biological that he didn't. It wasn't because of something we taught him. Biologically, your body could tell you different things.
Mm-hmm.
I also had two gay friends who had to oppress being gay because of the same thing. You could do what you want to do once you get out of the household.
Right.
They end up having to marry women, have kids, and got divorced because they were gay. See, so there's like a bunch of like people that I met throughout the years of not saying T's oppressing his family. That's not what I'm saying. But a kid could take it as oppression.
Let me respond to that. So most of the people at my comedy club, there's like, you know, whatever. There's a lot of people across the globe. And a lot of them are gay. So let me just say that right now. I my brother is gay.
Let me finish.
He's bisexual is what he told me specifically. I have no problem with people making decisions in their life. I have no problem with that. I do not control my kids. There is no control. If my son, he's about to be 12, if he told me he liked boys, there's nothing I can change about that. Now, what type of support am I going to do about that? Because I don't, like, my lineage, it cannot go further if my son doesn't have children. It's over. It's gone.
Are you all about keeping the bloodline going? You like a Targaryen.
Well, yeah.
But that's not, like, but that's not your choice.
No, what? No, that's how I was raised, which takes it back to the parents. You see what I'm saying? Like, before we got to this gender fluid and all the different letters and all, like, all that, like, before it was so overly exposed, you know what I mean? Like, it, like, this is how I was raised. I shouldn't have to change my love for Jesus and what I was told about Jesus. I shouldn't have to do that. I should not have to do that.
I don't think you have to do that, though, too.
No,
no, I'm simply saying.
Your beliefs, though.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is the parents raised the child. How did your son know he didn't like steak? Who fed it to him?
One of us.
Touche.
I don't know what that means, though.
I'm simply saying
how does Dwayne,
so to bring it back. So I should have shoved the dick in his mouth, make sure he doesn't like boys by that thought process?
No.
He is saying exposing them to heterosexual as opposed to homosexual. I understand
that, but the rate of population is going down because of this perception that we have to be married, we have to have kids, we have to have this, and this. That was set up by Anglo-Saxon Christian values, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the percent of people that believe in God is going down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the science is going up, God's going down, right? Because there's, you know, that's just, this is how the world is going. Am I saying it's right or wrong? I'm just giving you facts. Mm-hmm. These are facts, right? I'm a traditional married, two kids, whatever, right? But also is I teach my sons critical thinking. Like, think for yourself. Do the research. Like, I'm not always going to tell you the right thing to do. Like, you need to find your path and find the path you need to go on.
Well, as we said in the hood, you need to bump your head. That's why I let them make their own choices. That's what God gave them. God gave them choice. They can make the choice they want to make. It's how much I'm going to support it.
No,
I'm talking about monetarily wise before they're old enough to get out my house.
No, I get not paying for this or this. I get that, right? I get that. But also in the transgender
last comment, then we're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, but in the gay and transgender community, suicide is such at a high rate because they don't feel supported. That's the only reason, because they feel like they can't talk and be themselves, so they feel like they're a burden to a parent or whatever.
Venting is a very useful mental tool. Being able to vent, being able to just call somebody
trust.
Up, and
it's the trust factor. Yeah, you trust.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't have anyone to release that pressure to, I mean, hey, pressure breaks pipes, right?
Now, I mean, it's not like if my kids came to me and they like, oh, daddy, I like boys. Okay, Dean, that's cool. Let's sit down and talk about it.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to sit there and tell him, oh, well, you're not allowed to like boys. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
What I'm saying?
But the biggest thing is, I just
No,
this is funny.
BJ?
But the parents that don't name their kids at birth, y'all got problems.
What you mean at birth? Like the day that they're born, or?
They're not giving them names. They're letting them figure out their names. They're letting them figure out their identity. Yeah.
Let the kid get old enough to make his own damn decisions.
I'm with you on that. You gotta give them some kind of guidance. Like, if you starting off with no guidance.
Mine would have been bro if I got to name myself. Is bro here today?
All right, let's get into some sections, guys. That was a smoke break. Do we want to do an Indiana Dough?
No.
You do not want to do an Indiana Dough?
Nope.
This motherfucker. You told me you had two Indiana Dough stories.
I got Indiana Doughs, but I'm thinking of the bigger picture right now.
All
right.
No
Indiana Dough.
Pat Corner? You want to get into? Because Terrell has done comedy sports for 20 years. We've talked about it.
Over 20.
Over 20.
Okay. I got my ring on and everything.
20 plus.
Kiss the rings, bitch.
And so one of the Pat Corners is we wanted to kind of tell the story of when he first started comedy sports. Rehearsal, tryouts, what was it?
It was just a regular practice, but we were allowed to bring friends and people in, so that way we got on stage performance and got a response from a crowd. They was trying to get us used to having a crowd.
So yeah, that our Pat Corner for this show is talking about that. Terrell's journey from journeyman comedian all the way to master comedian. Let's get it. What year was it, T?
1998, the same year I graduated high school. On my birthday, August 16th, I went inside of the doors of Comedy Sports Indianapolis. I went to the Safeway across the street, saw John Reidenhauer. He told me when it was. It was on my birthday. And actually, Jignificent, I took him back the next day and re-auditioned again. But they had called me on my birthday that night and told me I got in. So my school ring and this ring has the exact same year on it.
And they look exactly the same, too. Are you sure that's not your school ring that you picked up by accident?
Uh-uh.
It got engraved. It's engraved.
Tossed it
to you. Hey, that was a hell of a toss. Oh, okay. Look at you. And it's blue, my favorite color. Okay.
That's my birthday.
So, yeah. Terrell, when he started comedy sports, like you said, he invited everybody out. And it was, I mean, we were geek, we're young, we're ready to see our boy on stage, right? You know, whenever you know somebody that's on stage, you're always, you always got a little bit more excitement anyway.
Yep.
So we all out there. Mondo, was you there?
Nope.
Okay. who was it? Me?
It was
Mosley's?
You. Yeah, Mosley's, Jig, because he was on stage.
Uh-huh.
I think somebody else was
there.
Yeah,
I feel like it was another, but we were there.
I feel like there was somebody else there.
And they were doing these games. Now, in T's defense, he's new. He's just now learning about these games, the rules, and everything. So the game that we saw yesterday where they was trying to say Mount Rushmore, building a puzzle, riding or driving or riding. You know, remember that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Five Things.
Five Things. Okay. So they do this game. And I don't remember the details because it was over 20 years ago. But I know that they were trying to get Terrell to say birthday cake.
Okay, now let me go ahead and do this. So that like this game of five things, you're talking gibberish, so you can't actually say words, and you get. Like, let's just say football, and you take out the actual football and you put in that light, and then the end zone is a farm, but you can't talk English. You have to figure out a way to it was, I thought it was the stupidest shit when I first started comedy sports. But I knew I could do it. I just had to work at it. So they sing the birthday song. And bum, 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 bum. But what they were showing me was the ingredients to the birthday cake. So I didn't hear the song. I was watching them with the ingredients. I'm like, the last thing I saw was an egg. Egg. And that's what I said.
Yes, it is. But the answer was birthday cake.
What was the one with porcupine?
Oh,
where
Lord.
The motherfucker said porcupine and it was like not even close.
So they were trying to get Terrell to say possum. And he did not get it. So at the end they were talking about it, because they was letting him know what it was that he was supposed to be trying to say.
Yeah.
And Terrell was like, Oh, possum, why didn't you tell me that? I run over those things all the time. All you have to do is say they got the spikes. We said, well, first of all, that's a porcupine. And Terrell, when in the fuck do you run over a porcupine all the time? So the birthday cake, the porcupine, and I feel like there was another one, but it must not have been. I can't remember it right now. But yeah, that was his beginning. And yesterday was much, much, much better. Much better. Much different. polished. His improv is went up, his skill set. So yeah, man, kudos, man. Like I wish we had a video of that first tryout, because you literally can see the progression from a 98 to 2022.
Well, I just want to thank all three of y'all for showing up. Starship West, M. Dodo, Money Q, thanks for the support. And y'all have always supported me. So, you know, BJ need to get his ass there. We'll get past that bridge. Talking about him like improv.
Hey guys, let me know if everybody's going.
We all let you know last time we was here, BJ.
Have you
everybody.
Well, no. No. Well, no. Hang on.
Everybody on the show.
I know. There's about to be a can of worms right here. Go ahead.
We let you know.
Oh.
Oh. Well.
I was like, hey, I'll send that meme. We'll say, so then I'm like, hey, you still going? I was like, ah, they must not be going. So that's, yeah.
I called you.
I was also working at the time.
We legitimately said it on the last show. We said,
but
Terrell
he's missing my point, though, right?
Week.
Like, there's been times where things have fallen apart, right? Then, like, the consistency, it just makes me nervous at the time.
Oh, so you're just preparing, like, we ain't, our word don't mean nothing.
We're pretty inconsistent.
There it is.
I'm going to put that on y'all.
You guys are not inconsistent, but what I'm saying is you're taking four or five people's lives, kids.
Yeah.
He's being raised by a new mom now, Mondo, right? And then so something can happen or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a reassurance person. If you want me to go out, I just like, hey, we're still going. Cool, then we get, that's it. Just
Terrell said he called you. What happened?
That had nothing to do with one, had nothing to do with the other.
Ah.
It was after he sent us that text, I called him. I expected him to call me back. That I really did. I didn't know if you was gonna call me back, because I just left you that little haha message. Like I was gonna tell you about it when I talked to you after I saw that.
You could have left it on the voicemail.
I could have
anything.
My voicemail will tell me like the whole message, so I don't have to actually listen to it.
We all were there and you were missed, BJ.
Oh, stop.
You probably could have got us some kind of discounts and all kind of shit. We needed a white guy.
And hey, that is my Petty McGee right there.
First of all,
that is my Petty McGee.
First of all, I'm not the white guy. We got our ancestry back finally. So there's
look at you.
So there's only like 15% German, and then the rest of it's all Cherokee bum? And Mexican.
Okay,
that nigga white.
Nope.
That nigga white.
Nope. No, actually, my mom sent me. We talked about it. I got to see it. We have a Cherokee princess in our bloodline.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's yeah. Crazy. And I was like, no wonder that
she's looking for a prince.
No wonder Walmart always fucking checks my receipts and see more. I bought gum because I see a receipt. Like, it's just
my
gum.
My Petty McGee had to do with T and the comedy show.
What happened?
Well, of course, first, I think T did the setup. T did the setup. We all, I think it may have been Starship West or it could have been You Money, where somebody asked about how much these tickets going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So T, $10 or $15. So right there.
I didn't put 10 or 15.
Boy, I could pop up this text right now. Do you want me to pop this text up to prove you wrong?
I thought I put 15
you
or
put
16.
10 or 15. Super Booker T.
He told me 14.
You guys didn't
he told you 14?
Yes.
You guys didn't get comp tickets?
Look, I'm about to. Hold
no.
Up. No.
No.
So hold up.
I need you to pull it up. Just stop talking and do it.
I'm pulling it up.
Pull it up.
So hold up. Get to the
see
door.
See what I put.
Get to the door. You know, get to the door. And the lady says $20 a piece. $20.
$20?
Now, my Petty McGee started right there.
Yes.
Because I told her, I said, I'm going to kick T's ass. And she said, you know T? And gave me the discount. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hey, that's what Q did. Like, yeah. I didn't even know what it was. I've never paid to get into comedy sports.
Yeah, I went up there. She was like, $20. I said, oh, $20. I was told it was 14. She said, oh, well, if someone told you 14, I'll sell it to you for 14. I said, yeah, Terrell told me the tickets. And then she went into the thing and she was like, well, I could sell it to you for 15. Just make sure Terrell give you that extra dollar.
Uh-huh. Wait, so there's willing and dealing at the door?
Yep. Because, yep. And I explained this to Wes. It's because we're not.
Wes, how much you pay? You might know what
Wes
ended up paying the
20. Wes paid the
20. Wes ended up paying the 20.
Three different prices.
What'd it say? What'd it say?
He waiting for his $5 though.
Nah, what'd it say?
Say 15.
Okay.
Hey, don't matter. Hey,
no, it does matter. $5. You wanted to make it a point. Hey, I know what I put.
You said 10 to 15.
10 to 15?
I said 15.
It costs 20.
Okay, I didn't know that.
How do you not know what the ticket price is at the door, T?
Because I just started back there. This is my third show back on stage.
So nobody's there ever came up there to see you?
There are two different owners.
Oh, my. Hey, now you put
Wes,
the owners
you
in the
heard
show.
The story. Don't worry
Wes,
about it.
Wes, did you get... Yeah.
All right. Well, I got you next time.
does the website have market price for the pricing on there? It says market price.
I need to go to the website.
I know. I should.
On the website, it says $15.
But they're charging them $20.
I know, man. What kind of shit is that?
Hey, you want to know why they charge them $20? They an Avon and they Nichols.
Oh,
okay. I'm just playing.
I heard that on the. I read that. I did read that.
Yeah,
on the
it was
flyer.
In fine print. It was in fine print.
She tried to tell me. She said, "Oh, that must be the resale price."
Damn.
Whatever.
Resale.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, if I didn't say T's name and I was flipping out, she wouldn't have gave me discount.
$20 and driving to Avon? Whew.
I know.
I almost lied and told her I was with T so I can get
with
it for
the
free.
Band.
Yeah. Because she was like, do you got reservations? Do you have, are you here with anybody? And I was just like.
Hold up. I'm this petty. Wes told me he was at the front door and T was like at the side.
Mm.
And he was going to walk in with T, but T went through the side door, left him with a $20 bill.
Left
damn,
him with a
$20.
I'm going to tell you this
damn,
right now.
Could have walked in right along. Could have walked right in with him.
Walked in with him. This he goes through the side door. Leave Wes up there. Crickets chirping.
Hey, the messed
Wes
up
like,
thing
hey,
is.
Hey, T. Hey, T.
Hey,
T.
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey, people change when you're around white people.
I never mm-hmm, change. Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all. Me and Wes already talked about that on the way here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a new building, new owners and stuff.
Doing the
pack and we're about to move again because we're about to be out in Greenwood across the street from U of I.
I spent like $60 yesterday.
U of I is not in Greenwood.
It's off of East Street, Shelby.
That's Indianapolis.
Whatever.
Yeah, geographical direct. Keep looking for it in Greenwood when it's that's literally 6 miles north here.
And it's called the University of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I messed that up. That's okay. Y'all don't want to keep fucking with me. Fuck your pettiness.
It's pettiness.
I ate some corn dogs. I ate a Hot Pocket. I think that shit cost me, what, $15, $20?
And you had a shot or something, didn't you?
I had a vodka and cranberry. I had a strawberry margarita. Mm-hmm.
Babe asked me if I want anything. I was like, nope.
Yeah, that should have been.
I want my $15. This,
yeah. You know what? This motherfucker wants to sit here and be petty. This motherfucker auditioned for Comedy Sports.
Hey, back in the day, don't try to even go down that rap, brother. We talking about yesterday.
Hold on, wait, yeah, why not?
Hey, because we talking about yesterday and you duping us on money.
Nah, you still could have did it.
We can talk about how much you suck at comedy, though, Mondo. Yeah, we could do that. Because you try to tell me you funnier than me, and you got me twisted. You got me twisted thinking about the way that things used to.
And that's why, right there. you just proved my point, Petty McGee.
is that the America Got Talent X?
Man. You just proved my point.
Where we at? Where we at on time?
BJ? We're way over.
Are we over? Let's wrap it up then. Well, look, man, good show. I enjoyed it. Looks like we got much better video. Hopefully, we can put that shit out. T, Mondo, let's wrap it up, fellas.
Oh, God bless, man. Always good to be with you guys. All that wonderful stuff. Catch us on all platforms. I'm pretty sure some of the guys will go over that. And have a great week.
Same deal here. Do the best you can out here. Make sure you have a good day every day. Thank you for supporting us. And again, reiterating what M. Dodo said, listen to us on all platforms. Thank you, Starship West, for shooting the video. BJ, thanks for being, our little partner in crime.
I thought he was going to say cunt.
I thought he was going to say BJ. Thanks for being our little BJ. Is that it, T?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. As always, thanks everybody for tuning in every week. We appreciate your time. We're trying to get better at this. We love coming together, talking shit, doing this for you guys. Check us out on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, all the major platforms where you catch your podcasts. And then also on YouTube. Like we said, we're revving up the video, man. So, yeah, man, one love. Give me a howl, everybody. That's that funky shit.
Yes.
Yeah, the other day.
Okay.
I was going to do the podcast.
Fucked up.
I left
shoulder blades. Do the podcast.
Since you don't want to answer me, I'ma turn my black ass around and go home.
All I needed you to do, Mondo, is answer my texts on the telephone.
What's messed up? Hyphen Erdo didn't have his phone. He left it at home.
He left it at home. And I try to let you motherfucker know that I'm coming on. I'm coming on in.
So be here with the pack.
Pack.
Say, ow.
Picture
that.
Ooh, podcast. Boy, we butchered that, BJ. Ooh.
No, we didn't.